Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA issues new draft guidance aimed at reducing the cost and complexity of biosimilar development. Novo Nordisk responds to an FDA warning letter stemming from a 2025 inspection of its U.S. headquarters. And Pharmaceutical Executive's latest analysis examines the state of the biopharma industry as it navigates a period of cautious momentum. The FDA has released its fourth revision of draft biosimilar development guidance, recommending that developers streamline certain pharmacokinetic testing when scientifically justified. The agency estimates the change could reduce PK study costs by up to 50%, or approximately $20 million per program. The guidance also updates how developers can use clinical data from non-U.S. licensed comparator products and withdraws a 2015 guidance document the agency says no longer reflects its current thinking. Novo Nordisk has responded to an FDA warning letter tied to a post-marketing adverse drug experience inspection conducted at its Plainsboro, New Jersey facility in early 2025. The letter cited failures to report serious and unexpected adverse events within the required 15-day window, including cases linked to semaglutide. The company says it has been working to address the findings since receiving initial observations last February, and emphasize that the letter does not raise new concerns or draw conclusions about the safety of its medicines. Finally, a new analysis takes stock of where biopharma stands, heading into the middle of 2026. The piece describes an industry in cautious recovery, with pipeline activity accelerating across oncology, immunology, and metabolic disease, but notes that pricing pressure, regulatory uncertainty, and a looming patent cliff continue to temper enthusiasm. The report frames the current moment as a convergence of modalities and technologies rather than a singular breakthrough cycle. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.